Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Charmaine Langford. Thank you guys for joining me on this late, belated, and I do mean belated by 3 months episode of Keeping It Real with Charmaine. I didn't realize that I haven't been on the air in, oh my gosh, over 3 months. Last year flew by so fast, and this new year came in with a bang, and I've been so busy. I apologize. Folks have been asking me, when are you going to do another show? When are you going to do another show? I want to come on your show, Charmaine. So I'm back, everybody. It's late. I've been very busy today, but I wanted to do like a catch-up session. Like I said, I haven't been on the air since, I think, October. I just looked at my old list of episodes, and it's like nine. What's the ninth month? September 20th. Oh, my God. That's been almost 4 months. So I'm back. Thank God for a new year, another day. Let me start off with that. Thank God for another day. That's how I should have started the show. I always say by the time you look at the news for 5 minutes or so, your mouth is dropping open because it's nothing but bad news. So just even the recent big snowstorm we had, people lost their lives. They were shoveling snow and some, you know, had heart attacks and died. Some had accidents on the road, and they're gone forever. So I really, really, I know people think I'm a little exuberant some days and, you know, a little goofy. I'm happy to be alive. I am happy and thankful and grateful. So many things could be going on wrong right now, and they're not. And I just thank God openly. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for this day, for this year, for the roof over my head. It's warm in my house. I have food. My cats are safe. My mom is safe. My niece and I mean, I'm just happy. So, yeah, thank God for another day. So this is going to be a very short show. I only booked 15 minutes, and I doubt if I stay on that long. I just wanted to let everyone know that I'm doing great. I'm alive and well and just busy, 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 busy. The last time I was on the air, I had not been back to Dr. Oz the second time. So for you all who don't know, which I told quite a few people, back in early October, the producer, who I love her to death, her name is Jennifer, she contacted me about being on the show a second time. Of course, we all know that I taped that big show back in August, which it has not aired yet. I'm hoping it will soon. And that was the one where myself, Christina, and Jenny were on, and we had lost 1,200 pounds combined. And I'm hoping that one airs because that was a very good show. Just emotional, though. It's probably going to make you cry when you look at us now and back then and our stories, and I pray they air it pretty soon. But I was fortunate enough to be asked to come back again, and this time as a participant in a test diet called the Day Off Diet, and it has changed my life. I was fortunate enough to go back to the show in December, and I taped and met wonderful, wonderful women who I will call my sisters forever, and they're actually part of a admin group that I am on for the Dr. Oz Day Off Diet Facebook page. It's really big. But I wasn't confident that day. I'll keep it real with you guys. I have really bad PMSs when it comes to bloating. I mean, for the women out there, you understand what I mean. It was just the absolute worst, and I just didn't feel like myself. I had a great time, but I didn't like the way I looked on air. So it's water under the bridge. If you happen to see the show and you're like, wow, that does not look like the Charmaine that I know today, I'm letting you know why. Mother Nature came in and kicked me in the butt with two boots. And, you know, it is what it is. I'm definitely much more presentable now. But in case you see the show, and yeah, that was me, and it is what it is. But I had a great time, and I met some wonderful ladies. And this Day Off Diet is amazing. It is, I recommend it to anyone. It is the rage with big letters, RAGE. It teaches you how to eat clean. We get 3 meals and 2 snacks a day. Basically, a lot of protein and vegetables. And on the day off, you eat whatever you want. But people, including myself, are finding out that on that day off, you don't want what you thought you might want. Like, I was like, oh, I'm going to have me some pizza and have some fried chicken and french fries. Yesterday was my day off. By the time I finished eating my two little treats in the morning, by lunchtime I was back on track again. You just lose interest in junk. You lose interest in junk after a while, and your taste buds change. It's like things that used to be sweet taste extra sweet now, and salty tastes extra salty, and you just don't want it anymore. Not that, you know, we're perfect and we're just going to be spinach and water and yogurt for the rest of our lives, but it really does change your eating habits, and I recommend it. Anybody, please give it a try. Just give yourself 2 weeks of eating healthy and watch the weight drop off. Your energy level's going to go up. My skin looks, I mean, I never really had skin problems, but it is glowing because I don't drink soda anymore. I drink water all day. I eat vegetables 3 times a day, and it's worth it, and I feel great. And I recommend it to anybody. So if you haven't tried the Day Off Diet yet, please try it. It's go to Dr. Oz's website, and or you could Google it, or you could just come to Facebook and Google it, and you will find the group there, and we'll be happy to bring you on board. So I want to say hi to my girls in the group. That's Tammy, who's our leader, Heather, I hope I don't forget anybody, Lisa, Michelle, Barbara, myself, Tracy, Jared D. If I missed anybody, please forgive me. I only have a few more minutes for the show, and I don't want to run out of time. But to all of the admins on the Day Off Diet page, I love you sisters very much. Wendy, that's who I'm missing. Sorry, Wendy. Besides that, I am doing pretty good. I want to do some shout-outs tonight. That's the main reason I'm doing the show. So many people come and go in our lives, and we don't appreciate them. For me, or online, unfortunately, I've run into a lot of fake friends, people who said, oh, you're my sister, I love you, you know, you're there, you're just my girl, and they turned out to hurt me. So for the ones who haven't, I really appreciate you, and I take friendship very seriously because my family is basically all gone. I'm not going to get emotional tonight, but when you don't have an aunt or an uncle or, well, I have one uncle left, he's in North Carolina, but when you don't have a grandmother, aunt, a cousin that you can just pick up the phone, now even a brother, friends become very, very sacred to you. So for those who have stuck by me through some horrible storms, who have not turned their back on me, who have not gotten a little upset because I'm being, I guess, what you call blessed right now, I appreciate you. I really appreciate you. And if I'm ever in a position to do anything for you, just ask me. When I love somebody, I love hard. And the first way I show it is by giving. So if I give you something, know that you are very dear to me. I'm a giver naturally, but when I go out of my way and just keep giving, that means you've earned my trust and my love and my loyalty. So I want to say hi to Lynn. Lynn is one of my Facebook sisters. I met her on Jonathan's page about 3 years ago. She's a sweetheart. So, Lynn, I promised you I was going to shout you out tonight, and I am. So, hello, and thank you for always being there for me. Of course, Diane, Crystal, Susan, Lorraine is my newest sister from another mister. She and I started out as friends on Jonathan's page also, and I never knew that we would get to be this close. Very wonderful lady from Canada. Ironically, Lynn is from Canada too. My Canadian friends, Crystal is too. I need to move to Canada, and I actually have relatives there in Halifax. That's where my father's family originated from. So thank you to all my Canadian sisters. I appreciate you all having my back and keeping it real with me and just being there for me, because I don't have relatives like I used to. I don't. I'm out here basically alone, so I really appreciate you all very much. If I missed anybody, I'm so sorry. Oh, let me shout out my orthodontist. You talk about the rock star of my life. I mean, this man is brilliant. He's just, I love brilliant people. Not that I don't like people who aren't, but when you can look at someone's mouth and tell exactly what's going to happen, and that may even go for any doctor, any surgeon, if you can look and predict, and it comes out the way you said, you're a rock star. So thank you very much for helping me get my smile back in order. I fell off a bus a long time ago, and my teeth started moving. Plus, I have bone loss from diabetes, and I guess just hereditary because my mom does too. But my teeth are really getting better. Even with the braces on, I feel so much more confident. And I just thank him very much. Very personable, amazing, wonderful, friendly guy. And I highly recommend him to anybody. So thank you very much. On Twitter, I want to say thank you to my friend John and Sandy. Sandy is from the UK. John is from Scotland. And those two stick by me like glue, no matter what I'm going through, whether it's a private message or just a tweet. They always have my back. And, again, I'm feeling very appreciative, especially on this Valentine's Day, because I don't have a lover or a husband or boyfriend, and that's by choice. But having good friends, even the ones that live abroad, is just amazing. And I just want to thank them for keeping me lifted all the time. I can always depend on them for a laugh, for a smile, for a cheering up, and I really appreciate that. And while I'm on Twitter, I want to say hi to Daniel Wiafe and his wife, Melinda. They are the stars of the hit show on HGTV called Slipping the Heartland, and it's a family show. It's himself, his wife, and their precious little son, Malachi, and they renovate houses, and they're so down to earth. He and I became, you know, talking back and forth on Twitter, and he's now one of my followers, and it is just an honor. I don't star trip. I know a ton of people in the public eye. I mean, really do. But it's just great when you see someone on TV and you know them and they know you and they can pick up just by your tweets or your spirit that you're not going to abuse the direct message. You're not going to harass them. You're not going to be a pain in the butt. And that goes a long way. That goes to show me that that's how I portray myself. So thank you, Daniel. I told you I was going to shout you out. I love your show. I hope to see more and more of you guys on HGTV. Okay, well, I'm down to, 2 minutes? I just want to give out some inspiration to those in the weight loss struggle. I said I was going to do this especially for my friend Erica. She fell off the wagon a little bit last year and the early part of this year, but she's back on track and she's on the day-off diet. And she had been on the diet like 4 days, and she had already lost 3 pounds. And when she goes for it, she goes for it. Erica is like me. She digs her heels in. And just keep her in your prayers because she really wants this, and I really want to see her make it. And also my niece. My niece is on the plan partially. Well, I'd say about 60%. And her weight is just falling off. And she's like, Aunt Perk, are you going to get some salad and some spinach? And are you going to make your chicken burgers? And I'm like, wow, is this the same girl who, you know, lived off of French fries and pizza and carry out? So I'm glad that God is using me as a motivation for people. Hi to my friend Letty. Letty had surgery for weight loss, and she's doing great. Barbara, that's who I'm missing from the admin group. Barbara, I'm so sorry. I'm doing the show just by, I didn't write anything down. I'm just going by memory. So now I got all of my admin girls covered for the Day Off Diet group. So, Barbara, belated thank you for being a wonderful friend, and I hope Dexter is doing fine. That's her cat, Dexter. All right, everybody, I'm going to wrap things up, but I wanted to say some quick motivation for the girls in the weight loss struggle. Hang in there. It's hard. It's very hard. I've been through it. I've lost 200 pounds on my own. Not sure how much I've lost on a day-off diet because my scale is broken, but please hang in there. Take it one day at a time. You are worth it. You are worth going in that kitchen, cutting up your vegetables, preparing your own meals, drinking your water, being there, being alive for your family. You can't take care of anyone if you're not there. I'm going to have another show next week. I'm going to start doing my shows regularly again, and I'm definitely going to start focusing on body image and weight loss, and I really want to make this a healthy year for everyone. So I'm down to 24 seconds. I hope I covered everyone. If I missed anyone, you know I love you. If you know I love you. If you know I love you, you know I love you. You all have a wonderful week. Stay warm. It's supposed to snow tonight in this area. Be safe. God bless you. Thank you for listening, and I am back. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.